It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I'm glad we could be together today, because I've brought some books. Mm-hmm. Some books that a friend of mine has written. We haven't read a book together for a long time, so I'd like to read one of these to you. But these are books of Ezra Jack Keats. This one's called The Snowy Day. This one is Whistle for Willie. See Peter's Chair. Here's one called A Letter to Amy. Maybe you've read some of these books. Goggles is this one. And this one is High Cat. And this is the one that I'd like to read for you today. Come on over to the couch and we'll just pretend that we're sitting together reading this story called High Cat by Ezra Jack Keats. On his way to meet Peter, Archie saw someone new on the block. Hi, Cat, he said as he walked by. He looked at his reflection in a store window. Peter was waiting at the corner. Make way for your old grandpa, Archie said in a shaky voice. He looked Peter up and down. My, Peter, how you've grown. Why, Grandpa, Peter said, it's good to see you. Hello, my children, Archie croaked. Hi, Grandpa, Susie giggled. Archie whispered something to Peter and ran off. Stick around, folks, Peter called. We have a surprise for you. When Archie got back, he and Peter worked while everyone waited. Okay, Peter announced, make way for Mr. Big Face. A big paper bag appeared. Then a tongue stuck out of one of the eyes. A hand came out of an ear and motioned everyone to come closer. They all obeyed. Look who's getting into that bag with him. Suddenly, the big bag began to shake. It shook harder and harder and meow! People started to leave. Wait, the show will go on. See the tallest dog in the world. Take a walk, Archie shouted. There's Willie on his shoulders back there. Oh, and then Willie starts to run after the cat. Some show, Grandpa. Some tall dog. Who ate your mustache, Grandpa? Everyone walked away laughing. Soon no one was left except Archie, Peter, Willie, and the torn paper bag. Would have been great if it wasn't for that crazy cat, said Peter. as they walked home. "Hmm," said Archie. "He sure stuck around." And all I said was, "Hi, Cat," said Archie, finishing his story. "You're well rid of the cat like that," said his mother. Archie thought for a while. "You know what, Ma?" he said. "I think that cat just kind of liked me." Look at the cat waiting there at the door. That was called "Hi, Cat." I wanted to read that to you because the man who thought up this story is in our neighborhood today. And I'd like you to meet him. Yeah, he's over visiting the Browns at the moment, but I'll call him on the phone, see if he can come over. Would you like to meet a real author of a children's book? Hello, Judy. It's Fred Rogers. Is Ezra there? Oh, he started out already. Oh, good. Well, he'll be here in just a second then. Thank you very much. Best to Bob. Alrighty, bye. It's on his way. That must be he. It is. Come in, Ezra. Good to see you.
Hi, Fred.
How do you do?
Good seeing you.
I'd like you to know my friend.
Hi.
Mr. Keats.
Hiya.
Can I help you with some of these things?
Okay.
Come in. We just finished reading Hi, Cat.
Did you like it?
Oh, very much.
Good.
That cat really messed up some things, didn't it?
He sure did. He sure did.
What have you brought here?
Oh, I brought you some interesting things.
Well, this
about
looks like
book
the book
you read. This is press sheet, and it's just the way a book looks before it's when it comes off the press before it's cut and bound.
You mean all picture books look like this?
That's right. The entire book is printed on two sides of a sheet of paper this big. You might take a look at the back, and I'll show you something interesting. First, the yellow and the blue are printed.
Oh.
Then, with just adding red and black, all that color appears, as you see.
Boy, what a difference.
Isn't that amazing?
What a difference red and black make.
Yeah, well, when you have all four colors, red, yellow, blue, and black, you can get just about any color you want.
See? That's great.
Yeah.
I would never believe that this is the way a book started. Never saw such a thing.
Yeah. There's another step that follows this.
I see.
I brought something else along if you want to take a look.
Well, I'd like to know, is it machines that do this?
Oh, yes, as a matter of fact. Would you like to see the last time I was at the printing plant?
Yes.
Very good.
You mean in printing this particular book?
Yes. Now, this is the printing press. Those big chains hold all the many, many sheets of paper. This is the way it looks as these sheets I just showed you are coming off the press. It's quite a view, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, that's the press man, Sal. He's an expert printer, and he knows all about printing and colors. And I come down with Miss Barrett, who is in charge of production at Macmillan, and we go over these and discuss the colors and how everything fit together. We have to make sure everything is right before we give him the go-ahead signal to start printing.
I see.
So we all go over it very carefully. Then we take it over to a table which has just about perfect lighting over it so we can examine it further. Now there we are looking carefully again. Checking final time.
That must be fun to do that.
Well, it's very interesting. It's really interesting. I just asked Sal to put some more red into it, so he's going to go back and scoop out a big chunk of thick red paint.
Checking over your own book.
There he goes. See, he's putting that extra red paint on. Then he opens up faucet, just like water from the tap. And when you want more red, you open it up just like you open up for more water. Now he's setting it up.
That puts more red in the machine then.
Yes, and so we get a deeper red. Now he's finishing up all the preparations, getting the machines all set up. Now we start rolling.
Those look like some of the
sheets
that we have.
Here they come, right, the sheet I showed you. Now, Miss Barrett and I and Sal are taking our final check. We use a little glass to see the dots on a sheet of paper. All the colors are printed with tiny dots.
So you use a magnifying glass?
Yes, we have to make sure all the dots fit right so the colors come out right. Well, everything worked out fine, and we were all happy that we could go ahead now with the printing. And now you see the sheet that came from.
And then from this sheet, they do something to it to make it into a book.
Yes, then it's sent to a place called the bindery. And there, it's folded up. You see, it's almost like a book already. But I'll show you what it looks like when it's... You see? It's just about cut already. All these dots are made, all these little cuts. And then the machine separates these pages, folds them over in this way, which is a perfect arrangement so that all the pages fit. And it's all folded together.
Then they sew them together?
And then it's sewed together at the seam in here like this.
Mm.
Down the center.
Mm-hmm.
And hard covers are put on. And it's a book. This is what goes inside.
See? Well, I never knew that all of this went inside a book.
Yep.
Now, did you ever know that such a thing happened to make a book? But the most important thing that happens to make a book are the ideas inside of the man who thinks them up.
That's true.
You brought this.
Oh, yes.
I
brought this along because I thought you might be interested.
It's not a picture that I know in any of your books.
Does it look like anybody you know?
Well, these people look a little like you.
Yes. They're my parents, my father and mother. I painted them when I was about 17 years old. It was one of the first real oil paintings I did, and they were very nice and patient, and they posed for me. My father wanted to put a shirt and tie on, but I asked him not to because I wanted to paint them just the way they looked around the house, and they agreed. And when I finished it, they were so proud that it came out and it looked like them. And I was proud, too.
I would think so. And I know they'd be proud to know that you're an author of children's books.
Yes. Yes.
Too.
I have one more thing I'd like to show you. This is a painting of the rooftops of the building where I lived when I was a little boy. And when I was quite young, my mother used to awaken me early in the morning, just as it was still dark. The sun was just beginning to come up. And she'd say, look out, just look at that sunrise. Look at how red and orange the sky is. And I'd be so sleepy, I'd open my eyes, and I'd see that beautiful sky, and I'd fall asleep again. And then when I was up later in the day having breakfast, she'd say, you didn't mind my waking you up. Wasn't that sky beautiful? And it was, and I remembered it. And I still remember it. It was very beautiful.
She shared it,
and she helped me to see many, many things I never thought of. She opened these things up to me. The sun used to come right out through this space. It just squeaked through this little opening here. And it was so beautiful. I still remember it.
Beautiful. And you use people and things from your own neighborhood and how you remember your
yes.
own feelings as a boy?
I get the ideas from things that happened to me as a boy. And I walk down the streets and through the hallways of the buildings, and I meet children and talk to them. And I sketch them and take photos of them, and later I use them in the books.
Will you bring us the ideas for a new book sometime when you're working on one?
I'd love to. As a matter of fact, my editor is waiting for me now, and I have to go over and check with her on some things on my new book, so I'm afraid I'll have to leave now.
Well, I wanted my friends to know you for a long time, and
thank you.
I'll get this also.
Would you like to keep this? You can have this.
This
if you
sheet?
Like. Sure.
Oh, we'd like that very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good.
This is yours, isn't it?
You can hold this too if you like. It's all yours,
oh,
except
great.
For these two paintings, which I want to keep forever.
Of course. Thank you very much, Ezra.
Right, Fred. See you again.
Best to
so
you.
Long.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Ayres, a fine man. Yeah, and a great author for children's media. He left us these things. Can you imagine that that's the way a book gets put together? You know, make-believe is sort of like writing a book. You realize that? Stories that we make up in make-believe are just like writing a story for a book. Let's make up some make-believe, all right? Let's continue to think about Dr. Bill moving his office to the Eiffel Tower. You know, up here is where Grandpère has his pommes frites machine, his French fried potato machine. And down here's the rez-de-chaussee, where Dr. Bill's going to have his office. Let's make believe.
You know you're a kind man, Grandpère.
Pourquoi you say that, Miss Polificate?
Oh, being willing to share your tower with Dr. Bill and all that. It's so kind, sharing.
Oh, j'ai beaucoup de chambres ici. Ça me plaira d'avoir quelqu'un d'autre ici.
You do speak the most beautiful French. You know, I often thought of studying the language. It's such a lovely one. French is so French and all that.
Exactement. Attendez. Voici Mademoiselle Polificate pommes frites.
Oh, I do love them. But I really must be terribly careful. I've got to watch, you know, for avoir de poids and all that, you know.
Oui, certainement. Je vais faire des autres maintenant. I'm going to make some more. Au revoir.
Au revoir, Grandpère. Oh, what do you want, Lady Elaine?
Come over here at once, dear.
I'm busy.
Come anyway. Something important. Hurry up. Stop that fussing and come.
Oh, all right.
Come on. Come on. Come
well,
on.
What's wrong, Lady Elaine?
Your job, that's what's wrong.
I'm very good at my job. Cooking, cleaning, sewing, answering the telephone and all that.
That's just the trouble.
I don't understand you, Lady Elaine.
I don't think that cleaning is the proper job for a woman.
Why not?
You should be a president or a doctor or a king or a vice president, not a cleaner.
Well, it just so happens that I like to cook, clean, bake, sew, and I happen to be very good at them.
Well, too many women do all that stuff. Now, I'm a curator of a museum. Now, that's really something.
Yes, it is, and you happen to be very good at your job. But I also happen to be very good at mine. And not only am I good, but I happen to like my job. Goodbye, Lady Elaine.
Well, I never expected that from her. Well, you can't win them all. See ya. Oh, hello. Are you a president or a vice president or something important?
I'm a book editor.
Great. Now, that's really great. Book editor. I'm a curator of this museum here.
It looks like a fine place. Do you know where I could find Henri Frédéric de Tigre?
Never heard of him.
Well, he's supposed to live in this neighborhood of make-believe.
Henri Frédéric de Tigre?
That's the name. He's writing a book on French fried potatoes, and I'm his editor.
Well, that must be Grandpère if it's French fried potatoes. I didn't know his name was Henri Frédéric de Tigre.
Well, where does your grandpère live?
Right over there where that silly woman is cleaning. See her over there?
Oh, yes, I do. Thank you very much.
Keep up the good work, editing and all. Must be fun to write a book. Well, toot toot.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. Good day. I'm Mr. McFeely.
Well, I'm Brenda Joyce. Glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you. I'm on my way to the Eiffel Tower. Is anything I can do for you?
I'm going there, too.
Well, fine. Let's go together, and on the way, I'll show you the rest of the neighborhood. All righty? Right this way.
Oh, there. That's a good job, if I do say so myself. Oh, I like to clean, and that's all there is to it, as I said to that silly lady Elaine. Oh, hello there. Want to see a nice clean tower? Well, there it is. Expert cleaning on my day off. That's what I do.
Well, it certainly looks fine to me. Fine to me, Miss Pickett. Oh, this lady is Mrs. Brenda Joyce, and she's come here to visit Grandpère.
How do you do? It's nice to see someone new come in the neighborhood. If this isn't the cleanest Eiffel Tower in this neighborhood, I don't know what is. You know, sometime you must come to the castle, too. It's also nice and clean, and I answer the telephone on the very first ring.
Thanks, I will.
Dr. Bill is waiting for those books.
Well, I better get them on inside. Well, see you later, Mrs. Joyce.
Oh, bye-bye.
Grandpère will be right up there, and a good day to you.
Glad to meet you, Mr. McFeely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Monsieur de Tigre.
Pommes frites. Oh, Madame Joyce, très bien. Voici des pommes frites pour vous.
Thank you. You know, I'm very interested in these French fries of yours.
Well, I am interested in the book. How is it coming?
Oh, fine. I just wanted to check a few things with you before we publish it.
Oh,
you that's... know, I never knew you could make so many different kinds of French fries.
Pommes frites, mais certainement. Won't you come inside?
Certainly.
It's just around this way here.
Oh, just a minute, dear.
Oh, you startled me.
Just one question.
Yes?
Do you make up books yourself?
Well, I make up stories for my children, and I sing songs because I like to, but I don't publish them.
Oh, well, I want to write a book about all the things that girls can do.
Girls and women can do many things.
You mean whatever they call themselves, yes.
Well, yes, I think girls should do whatever they feel they would like to do best.
Sing me something, would you?
Sure. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. It's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like.
Oh, that song can be for girls and boys, can't it?
Absolutely. Let's go help Grandpère with his book.
Help Grandpère with his book. Great idea. Come on.
So Grandpère's going to make up a whole book about French fried potatoes. There, fish. If you were going to make up a book, what kind of story would you think up? Would it be a story about animals? Or people? Would it be a scary story? Or a sad story? It would be all yours if you made it up. great visit, wasn't it? Yeah, yours would be your own book, right from your own head, because you yourself thought it up. And it's you I like. It's not the things you wear, it's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, no, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like. Even when I have to go, I like you. Yep. Because I can think about being back here tomorrow and being with you. Sure, tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. And tomorrow I'll come and be able to say, hi, neighbor, again. Yeah, you always make it a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and that's you yourself. And you're the kind of person it's so easy to like. Yep. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.